Good morning. My name is Bill Engelbrecht. I currently serve as the chair of the Board of Trustees. I'd like to welcome you to this special intake session this morning on the dialogue on Chief Alinowick. For the record, I need to say that this is a special listening session moderated by Judge Louis Garippo, and it is not a regular meeting of the Board of Trustees. I would like to introduce the members of the Board of Trustees. On my left, Martha O'Malley, Roger Plummer. To my far right, Trustee David Cocaine, Dr. Kenneth Schmidt, Melissa Neely, and Judith Reese. As you know, the first phase of the dialogue is given over to listening to as broad a spectrum of opinion as we could possibly muster. We've received more than 10,000 letters and email messages since we began the dialogue process on January 13th. In the fall, we will hold a response session and offer you our views on the issues that all of you have raised. We will be listening today intently to the various presentations, and I hope all of you will as well. This session presents all of us with a unique opportunity to hear the many diverse points of view. I hope that you'll all leave today's session with an enhanced sense of each other's view and on this very challenging issue. Judge Louis Garippo has agreed to moderate this session and to present the Board of Trustees with a report late this summer. It will summarize the various communications in ways that permit us to respond. We are grateful to him for this undertaking on this very challenging assignment. Judge Garippo is an attorney in private practice with Cahill, Christian & Kunkel Limited. He is a former circuit court judge in Cook County. He earned his law degree at DePaul University and a bachelor's degree from the University of Notre Dame. I'd now like to turn the proceedings over to Judge Garippo.
Thank you, Chairman. I knew I could draw a real crowd here today. I'm glad that there's enough support staff here to constitute somebody to listen to us. But I'm sure as the day goes on that people will come in and hopefully somewhat fill this auditorium to listen to the dialogue on this issue, which has generated so much interest on campus and off of campus. My function is to present a report later this summer which will clearly and fairly articulate the arguments on both sides of this issue. And I will not have fulfilled my mission if, when I prepare my report, if that if any position is not fully and fairly stated. And it is my hope to begin today in this dialogue session to try to pull together all the sources available to me in order to generate this report. Now, this intake session is just a fraction, although a significant fraction, of what will go into formulating the various opinions on this subject. We will have the sources will be the email, emails to the dialogue website, if you call it a website, and the letters, past correspondence. The internet is contains a vast amount of information, and I welcome anyone sending to me, either to directly to me or through the university, any suggestions that you might have to completely air this problem. Now, in selecting the speakers today, there were more speakers than we had time to allot to them. So I enlisted the aid of people on both sides of this issue in order to pare down the list. On the pro-chief side, Howard Wakeland of the Save the Chief organization was helpful to me in identifying those people who could identify and articulate the point of view that his group was coming from. On the other side, I enlisted the aid of Paula Ostrowski and Michael Haney, who actually happened to be in Chicago, and they came to my office, and we went over the list, and there were far more organizations than we had time for, and if we gave all the time to the organizations, there wouldn't be time for individuals. So the organizations were limited, and however, most of the organizations are still represented as individuals on the list. So we're trying to allocate the time fairly, and we're going to have a procedure today whereby we will use two microphones, and they will be alternating, not necessarily always back and forth, but I will announce who will be at each microphone, and we'll have a speaker for a microphone, and we'll have someone in the on-deck position ready to go, so that when we switch back and forth to the microphones, we will be able to not lose any time, so that most of the time can be spent with the actual dialogue. Actually, there is none of us is experienced in conducting a hearing like this, so perhaps the first few speakers, there may be a few hitches in our procedure. Bear with us. I'm sure by the end of the day we'll be experts. So we'll begin. I would like Howard Wakeland to be at microphone number 2. Debbie Reese to be at microphone number 1. And the person following Debbie Reese at microphone 1 will be Rick League, and the person following Howard Wakeland at microphone 2 will be Charlene Teeters. Mr. Wakeland, and if you represent an organization, as you speak, if you will identify the organization that you're representing.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Thank you. I represent the Save the Chief, Save the Chief organization, and copies of my statement are here on the edge of the platform should somebody want one. A little over a year ago, I had the privilege to address the Board of Trustees on this issue. A copy of my presentation is attached to this handout. At that time, we presented over 1,500 petitions from more than 200 Illinois cities and more than 30 states supporting the retention of the chief. I do not desire to use my time to repeat that information. The heat of battle tends to bring out the worst in us. In this confrontation, the anti-chiefs have not hesitated to pervert university functions to their advantage, regardless of the consequences to the university. Except for an accreditation visit last fall by the North Central Accreditation Association, which was totally perverted by the anti-chiefs, we would not be here today. We would not be here today. I feel compelled to share with you the facts about that incredulous North Central accreditation process. Had their report limited itself to the quality of education at this university, which was their charge, this hearing would not be held. Facts about the NCA visit illustrates how we can be sidetracked in our quest for high-quality education by divisive actions of special interest minority groups. There is strong evidence that the NCA visit was focused, lobbied, before and during their visit by the anti-chief group. They clearly placed their agenda above educational quality at this university. The NC accreditation group of 12 members visited university for 3 days in the fall of 1999 with the goal of assessing the quality of our educational programs. Accrediting agencies must follow nationally established criteria. A copy is attached. The criteria requires evaluation of specific educational sectors, curricula, faculty, facilities, support services, etc. The anti-chief group used a criteria clause referred to as third-party concerns to flood the visiting team with more than 100 letters of concern. This was obviously a well-planned, well-directed, focused effort. The NCA report In the report, it is stated, no letters in support of the chief were received, and no letters on any other topic were received. Hundreds of pro-chief documents existed, but were not asked for by NCA prior to the visit. Further in their report, they state the team agrees that a school mascot, per se, is not an accreditation issue, but it does feel that educational consequences of the policy tied to NCA criteria are within the purview of the accreditation review. This visitation team was so unprofessional as to not recognize they were being lobbied and used by a special interest group. In my opinion, NCA also went beyond the professional and ethical bounds of the criteria. During the visit, the NCA team became so focused on the chief issue that they canceled scheduled meetings designed to review the quality of the UI education so that they could spend time instead reviewing the chief issue. Specifically, they canceled a session with Director Thurston, College of Education, which related to information technology and instructional computing, and another session with a Weston Hall Exploration Living Learning Community Project to attend their own impromptu chief sessions. Further, they also requested cancellation of a meeting with Robert Rich, chair of our Senate Council. The meeting topic was to be about invest in the people, our faculty. That was the topic to be discussed with Robert Rich. Professor Rich is our academic faculty leader, selected by his peers. But NCA visitors wanted to spend more time with the chief instead of meeting with him. Only through the insistence of Robert Rich was a meeting held, and a single NCA team member attended that session. I view this as an insult and blatant disregard for our Senate and the faculty of this institution. The chief was more important to the NCA than information technology, instructional computing, the faculty, or the Senate. That is fact. The NC accreditation team became so focused, so intent on investigating a bogus educational quality issue that it in fact endangered the public perception of the quality of education at this university. I believe the NCA action to be overtly unprofessional, misdirected, and that there should be a State of Illinois investigation to ensure that other institutions of higher learning in Illinois are not subjected to such unprofessional evaluations, which might involve student dances, cheerleaders, student newspapers. Further, I believe they acted in conflict with the national criteria guidelines. This outrage was caused by the lobbying tactics of the anti-chief group. Put simply, NCA was used by the anti-chiefs. The anti-chiefs previously have called for carte blanche administrative resignations in this case, and have not hesitated to interfere with the university accreditation process to advance their personal agendas. That does not illustrate concern for the university. Whether for or against the chief, the Board of Trustees needs to take a firm stand and not vacillate on this issue. Once that stand is taken, it should not vary short of state or federal legislation or duly executed court decisions. I firmly believe the chief is an honorable symbol that brings respect and honor to the university and to the heritage of the Illinois tribe, which otherwise will soon be forgotten. I and hundreds of others are disturbed by the McCarthy-type actions of a small group that infers we are racist and uses tactics that place their personal goals above those of the university. The majority of students and faculty and public interested in this university are in favor of the present stance taken by the board to maintain the chief. I urge them to listen to the masses and to continue their present support for the chief. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitt. Debbie Reese.
My name is Debbie Reese. I'm Pueblo Indian. Behind me are two other Native students currently on campus, John McKinn, who is Pima, and Diana Regina Stimple, who is Ojibwe. A fourth student, Doug Singleton, couldn't be here with us today. I address you today in my role as president of Red Roots, a registered UIUC student organization whose members are Native American students with strong ties to our tribal nations. Throughout the day, I expect you will hear from individuals who claim they have Native blood from a grandmother or a grandfather, but their lives are such that this Native heritage is not a part of their daily lives. Some will speak in support of the chief, telling you how they feel honored by the symbol. It is important, we believe, that you understand we're simply not another section of the anti-chief voices that you will hear today. We are Native students who have chosen to attend this university. At present, there are four of us who have direct experience with our Native heritage. I, for example, was born at an Indian hospital. I grew up on a reservation in northern New Mexico. The students I represent do not seek our Native identity. It is who we are, based on our daily lives, our lived experiences as members of a tribal nation. As students, we pursue our degrees, we take classes, and in the case of the graduate students, we conduct research and we teach for the university. Since 1988, Native students at the university have formed student organizations like ours, and without fail, they have issued position statements opposed to the use of the symbol or mascot known as Chief Illiniwek. At its peak, the student organization has numbered no more than 12 to 15 students with this direct connection to their Native roots. Again, I refer to students with a meaningful tie to their Native heritage. We can tell stories that no one else can. We enrich the conversations on the campus in ways that no one else can because of a lived experience, a contact, a daily contact with our roots. Because we can tell these stories, we are often invited to speak to various organizations on campus, invited to speak to various classes on campus and in the community. There's a tremendous need for that kind of information. The community is desperately looking for information, and they can't get it at present at the university because there are no formal programs in existence. Today, I want to ask that you listen to the Indian voices in the community of Champaign-Urbana, to the Indian voices that are part of this university. We aren't part of an alliance. We're students, we're educators, we're parents. We're not activists, and we've not been agitating solely for the removal of the chief. As a group of Native students, we have proposed and worked in good faith in the last 12 years, indeed in times in partnership with the university administrators, for these three items. One, a Native American Studies program that would provide the opportunity for all UIUC students to take coursework about Native American culture. Two, the hiring of an assistant dean in student services whose primary responsibilities would include overseeing the needs of Native American students and the recruitment of additional Native students. Three, establishment of a Native American cultural house that would serve as a meeting place for Native students, but would also serve the community through cultural programs and activities that would enhance the educational experience of all students on campus. None of our efforts have borne fruit. In 1997, we responded to an invitation from student services administrators to work with them in the drafting of a job description for an assistant dean to serve Native American students. After months of work, that culminated in the interviewing of six candidates for that position, we selected a candidate and expected her to be on campus within 1 month's time. Instead, the position was canceled due to lack of funds. Just prior to that, we were told that we would be given a meeting place on campus. We expected it would be a private office area or a physical location similar to those enjoyed by the other ethnic minorities on campus. However, when we went to the space, it turned out to be two desks pushed together in the lobby of the Student Services Building. As graduate students, we have networks in universities across the country through which we have learned that Native American professors at major universities would not come here if a position were available, nor do they counsel their students to come here. Each person we've spoken to cites the chief as the major reason for his or her actions. Clearly, all our efforts have been for nothing. We believe this is directly related to the chief. We believe the, quote, honorable image of the chief has led to the derogatory treatment of Native students on campus. The attitude that embraces the chief simultaneously denigrates and marginalizes our very existence on campus. If there were a Native Studies program and an assistant dean and a Native house, there would be more Native students here. However, a greater Native presence would also be a greater voice that would, in effect, become a threat to the romanticized notions of what it means to be a Native American. Thereby, it would be a threat to keeping the chief. Again, none of our efforts have been successful. We believe a true dialogue on this issue would mean talking to the people who are most directly affected. That means inviting we, the Native students on campus, to meet with the Board of Trustees for a conversation about the many issues that we confront and deal with as students here. In numerous venues, you have stated your commitment to Native students and your commitment to diversity on campus. Please hear our voice. Hear our request. As the Native students on campus, we live here, we work here, we study here. Invite us to your table for this conversation. Once again, we are offering our assistance, our help to you, the university. Invite us to talk with you. Therein, we believe, is the true honoring of the Native students on campus. We urge you to retire the chief and begin the healing process that needs to be begun. Begin it here at home with your students. Thank you.
May I ask you a question, Ms.
Sure.
Reese? Is your argument like two issues? In other words, is the chief part of only the problem, or is the chief one issue and all these other?
We believe the chief is the major obstacle to achieving the other things that need to be in place.
If everything that you requested were granted, I have no authority to do anything, really.
Sure.
But if everything you requested were to be granted, and the chief would stay, would that still be represent a problem with your organization?
I believe that if the chief stayed and efforts were made to actually have a Native Studies program, a Native house, recruit additional students, increase the Native presence on campus, then there would be a greater educational opportunity for everyone on campus to learn what it is to be a Native American. And through that process, people would come to understand why the chief is a negative, problematic stereotype. And I can point to an example from yesterday. A graduate of the university wrote to me. He was a 1963 graduate. His name is Dan Arend. He's currently in Connecticut. He wrote to ask what was our position and what was our experience here, and I described it to him. He was outraged. He said if he had known any of the information that I shared about what it is to be a Native student and what it is to be here, he would ask for the removal of the chief also.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Charlene Teeters, and I would like Don Nissen and Mike Drish to be in the on deck at number 2, and Michael Haney on deck at number 1.
Yes.
Charlene Teeters.
Yes, okay. I'm a Spokane. I'm from Washington State. I'm also an alumni of the University of Illinois. I cannot be thematically divided, a symbol here, a mascot there. I am neither. We are Indian because that is the racial identification adopted by the United States of America. And it is what you will call me, but we are not here to pleasure anyone. We are not stereotypes. I am Spokane. At the turn of the century, my grandmother was born February 2nd, 1900. And given the reservation name Nancy Moses. The end of the 19th century saw continued great change to the environment and to the original people of the Northwest, where I'm from. Treaties were written and broken, and within one generation, entire villages disappeared. My people were confined to reservations by not just the United States Army, but also vigilante groups. So starvation was the reality of my grandmother's grandfather's generation, less than 100 years ago. Boarding schools that followed in the early 20th century were designed to destroy the family unit and thereby the nations. Our children were gathered up, sometimes by force, and taken to boarding schools, where many suffered and many of them died. My grandmother had 12 children, and only 4 lived to be adults, and that was not unusual during that time period. The trauma of this time that I'm talking about broke our traditional support systems apart, and the religion of my grandparents was made illegal. The regalia, the bundles, the feathers that were part of the way they spoke to the Creator were gathered up in some cases and burned or sold into collections. And this was the same kind of regalia that you have in your mascot. So this is my grandmother's generation. This is also Fool's Crow's generation. He was born only days after the massacre at Wounded Knee. I share this slice of history because the Pro Chief people often will use this name of our spiritual leader in connection to support of the mascot. And Fool's Crow himself was a survivor of this very traumatic time period. After generations of violent subordination, policies of genocide, forced removal, starvation, forced assimilation, why does it surprise anyone that some of our people will participate in their own oppression, or who will do what they need to do to survive or to buy some peace for our generations, our future generations, as Fool's Crow was a peacemaker? So it really disturbs me that you continue to use his name in support of the mascot, because you shame his family, his name, his people, when you connect it with the cheerleader, Illiniwek. It's taken generations for Native people to come back from this trauma that I described. My mother, with an eighth grade education, had 6 children. And at age 73, she still gets up every day and goes to a job that many would call basically menial labor. She's a maid. Her hands are among the many brown hands that invisibly clean the floors and empty the trash across America. At 73 years of age, you know, I consider her job, her work, has always been honorable. She had 6 children, and I am the only one that has a college degree. Coming from this background to the University of Illinois was a dream come true for me and for my family and for my people. And it was a dream that very quickly turned into a nightmare after I got here because of the images that permeated this community. I bought this at Campus Town when I was here. So these are the kinds of things that I faced when I came here. Universities, our schools, owe all of our students, no matter what background they come from, a safe environment without the distractions, without the additional burden of bigotry. University presidents, Board of Trustees members must set the tone for that environment of respect. And if not, the message is clear. It need not exist for all people. That safe environment will never exist here as long as you have a race-based mascot. There should be no doubt that race, ethnicity, religion, cultural markings, national origin are at the core of our objections. Does anyone not recognize this image as supposedly representing Indian people? We're not confused that this is Asian or Jew. Even the support, the chief people will say, look at our honorable symbol representing Indian people. My family is honorable. This is not. When a stereotype is being put forward by an educational institution, it interferes with the true mission to educate. And it's irreconcilable to use lies to educate. So powerful is this publicly supported stereotype that Natives who come here are not allowed to define themselves. They're predefined by Chief Illiniwek. You have basically a litmus test here because when they find out we're Indian people, they ask us, so what's your position on the chief? Do you support it or not? The Irish freedom leader, Jerry Adams, recently wrote, cultural colonialism seeks to substitute men and women for mere objects. Objects have no allegiance. They are for sale, end of quote. This university is engaging in cultural colonialism. I want to tell you that it's important to remove these things because they're in a way for people seeing us for who we really are. Let us show you and share with you who we are. Over and over again, we've been in this place. We have spoken to the Board of Trustees a number of times, and again, we say the same thing. The same thing that we said to Columbus, the same thing that we said to Andrew Jackson, and we are saying it again to you. We're human. We're human beings. We are not mascots or fetishes to be worn by the dominant society. We are human beings.
Thank you. I skipped a speaker, Rick League, and microphone number one. And as those who represent groups, if you'll identify your group as you in your speech.
I will. Members of the Board of Directors, or Board of Trustees, excuse me, fellow alumni, future alumni, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm proud to say I saw the sunrise this morning. My name is Rick League from Barrington, Illinois, class of 1968. I'm a proud former Chief Illiniwek and represent the former chiefs. First, let me state that although I am 54 years young and might mistakenly be perceived as an old-timer, my days here on campus seem not so long ago. It's just the years that seem to speed by. This is not only my alma mater, it is my birthplace. I grew up in Urbana. I have a son I'm proud of who graduated from this university. When I come home to U of I, I truly come home. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak to you, the Board of Trustees, and do so this morning on behalf of the former Chief Illiniwek who proudly served as chief while students at the university. Those opposed to the Chief Illiniwek have made their objections heard for some time now and will do so again today in this dialogue. I am here on behalf of the former Chief Illiniweks that have proudly portrayed the Chief to testify that it is not what they claim, has never been, and has never been intended to be. If it were, I and we would not be voicing our concerns or making this supportive statement. I'm not here to wave the flag of tradition or of the past. From his first appearance in 1926, by careful design, the chief was to symbolize the university and its namesake, a proud tribe of Native American Indians from Illinois. The chief is an artistic, positive, artful symbol, and whose portrayal has been carefully guided and managed with integrity and with the highest regard and honor for the group of Americans it portrays. The chief, his role at the University of Illinois, and the manner in which it is portrayed has in fact been embraced and supported by, among others, the Illiniwek tribe itself in 1995. Also, several chiefs over the years have been invited to Native American communities to learn more about the culture, to be in touch, to learn their history, and have done so. Great care has been taken to assure that the chief and its symbol and its symbolic portrayal is dignified, sacred, and an honored one. The chief is truly a symbol. We used to always point out there are 9, now 10, mascots in the Big Ten. There's only one chief, and there's nothing like the Chief Illiniwek in this country. And that's because we've done it right and can continue to do so with good guidance and careful leadership. The chief is not a mascot, not a Buckeye, not a Badger, running the sidelines, leading cheers, arms waving, not an Irish leprechaun, doing the same. No, the chief and his performance is an honored event, a personification of the spirit of the Illini. When the 3-in-1 music began, when I was chief, I left my persona. I wasn't Rick League anymore. I could have been Henry Kissinger or Eddie Murphy himself. That's what it's all about, portraying a spirit and a symbol with dignity and honor. My goal was to somehow sneak into the marching band, unseen, so that when I burst onto the field and performed the celebratory dance down the field, I was the spirit of the Illini. A spirit that could be seen and felt. And when I raised my arms, I believe that everyone could feel the presence of that spirit. That bond we all share at this great university. Then the dance at midfield, and the chief's arms folded, proudly marched off, disappearing. I feel that spirit in the room today. A symbol and a spirit, present and visible for just those fleeting moments, and then gone again, a reminder. And there's the linkage, 4 capsulized years of memories, lifelong friendships, loyalty, pride in Illinois, in its excellence, in its Nobel Prize winners, distinguished graduates, portrayed and relayed through a proud chief, a proud symbol, an honored symbol of the university and its traditions. When I was chief, I was also an ambassador of the university. I communicated the history of the chief, the honored position it held. I spoke with alumni association functions, university foundation functions, Boy Scout jamborees, schools, libraries, opening Illinois convocation, faculty events, so many to recall. I remember speaking at the invitation of Mr. and Mrs. Krennert at the Indianapolis Alumni Club in 1967. We're certainly grateful for their support and loyalty to this great university. There are hundreds of times the chief has been such an ambassador. That symbol of the institution, the symbol of its pride, of its excellence, and loyalty. In recent years, that has changed somewhat. However, the chief is very restricted. No speaking engagements, silenced. Rarely is the chief's logo displayed on university literature or on athletic uniforms, and the university has done so in recent years, I'm sure, with the intention of more clearly defining the appropriate role and reduce the debate. Unfortunately, it has served to confuse the public. More importantly, confuse the students of the past 10 years, and those students on campus today. Isn't the chief Illini what still is a symbol of the University of Illinois? Yes, it still is. Didn't this Board of Trustees just a few years ago vote in support and retention of the chief? Yes. So why are we sending mixed messages? Why is the administration low-keying the chief? A recent Sun-Times poll showed 86% of those polls support the chief, and there are hundreds of thousands of people from this great university that agree that the chief is a great symbol and a vital asset to this university. The symbol has served the institution well and can continue to do so. Supporters of the University of Illinois want to retain the chief. We urge this board to make it clear. Hope the Alumni Association will do so too. The Chief Illini is still a beloved and honored symbol of the university, not a stereotype, and needs the support and wholehearted commitment of the board.
Thank you.
Don Nissen and Mike Drish. And Hank Hannigan will be after Michael Haney at the other microphone.
Good morning. My name is Don Nissen, and I am the current president of Students for Chief Illiniwek. And today I will speak about my first experience with Chief Illiniwek and how Chief Illiniwek inspired me to further my awareness of Native American issues. Then following, Mike Drish, Chairman of Research and Alumni Relations for Students for Chief Illiniwek, will discuss our organization's purpose and the prominent role we have played in maintaining board policy on this issue. Chief Illiniwek, the honorable and dignified symbol of the University of Illinois. I will never forget the first time my eyes witnessed the chief during his halftime performance at a men's basketball game. I was just a freshman at the time, and I often wondered if I truly fit in here. You see, I was eager to meet new people, but that isn't always such an easy task at a large university such as this one. I remember following everyone else onto the court, clueless as to what I was about to experience. Chief Illiniwek came running onto the court, and the whole arena watched in complete awe. Upon completion of the performance, everyone linked arms to join in singing the alma mater. I was one amongst strangers, and hesitant at first, but no one else seemed to mind. As the chorus rang throughout the arena, at that very moment, I knew I belonged. At that moment, I realized what it meant to be an Illini. Not because I was at a sporting event, but much more than that. At that moment, I entered the circle of not only those current students amongst me, but also of all those who have ever called themselves Illini. I experienced the true spirit of the University of Illinois, and it instilled in me a pride that I have not yet experienced since. It is important for me to note that Chief Illiniwek is a symbolic representation of the University of Illinois. He is a fictional character created by the legendary football coach Robert Zupke. It is not intended to be an accurate historical portrayal of the Illinois Indians, but rather a representation of the Illini spirit. Chief Illiniwek has sparked my interest to further my personal knowledge on Native American issues. This past spring break, while many of my friends were packing up to head for the sunny beaches of California and Florida, I opted to travel to Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. While there, I met and worked with many Lakota Sioux Indians. I participated in rectifying a peace garden, tutoring Native American children, and helping with other community events. I also received the opportunity to visit the historic site of the massacre of Wounded Knee. Unfortunately, I also witnessed many of their current hardships, such as their struggles with poverty, alcoholism, and suicide. But the thing that amazed me the most is that even after all of this, there was still an inspiring people who firmly held on to their heritage and traditions with great pride. They had such an admirable characteristic of strong faith that they would overcome these struggles, and they played an active role to improve the way of life on the reservation, all the while maintaining a strong connection to their past. I am so grateful for this experience because it truly enhanced my knowledge and appreciation of Native American culture and spirit. And I can wholeheartedly say that I would have never taken this trip if it wasn't for my personal connection to Chief Illiniwek. Therefore, I urge the university to utilize Chief Illiniwek as an educational tool for the state and the University of Illinois to increase awareness regarding the past, present, and future of Native American cultures. It is with this thought in mind that I stand here before you today and express my support for the retention of Chief Illiniwek as a revered symbol of this university. It is a 74-year-old tradition that is a great source of pride for those linked to the university and the state of Illinois. And I cannot conceive of any other symbol that I would want to represent the University of Illinois. With that said, I would like to leave you with something that was once said to me. And these words still ring through my ears, just as the alma mater did on that day I first witnessed Chief Illiniwek. He said, "Hold on to your traditions, for that is what makes who you are." And now I will turn the second part of our presentation over to Mike Drish.
If you hold the timer for a moment. If you have those speakers who have prepared remarks, it would be helpful if those prepared remarks were left for the court reporter. And if you want them returned, just put your address on them and they'll be returned to you.
Thank you, Don. Good morning. As Don said, my name is Mike Drish, and I am chairman of the Research and Alumni Relations for Students for Chief Illiniwek.
My half of the speech will outline the purpose of Students for Chief Alinowick, what has been done on the campus level concerning the chief issue, and what we believe the principal course of action should be regarding the chief. Students for Chief Alinowick is an organization that serves many important purposes at the University of Illinois. The first is to support the honorable tradition of Chief Alinowick as the respected and revered symbol of the university. The second is to provide an outlet or resource for students to acknowledge their support for the retention of the chief. And the third purpose is to present and promote accurate information to the University of Illinois faculty, staff, and student body regarding the tradition and significance behind Chief Alinowick. One of the most important aspects of Students for Chief Alinowick is the tremendous support our organization has received from the university's student body. This support is evident in the fact that we are the largest registered student organization on the Urbana-Champaign campus. With well over 4,000 members, our organization constitutes over 10% of the student body. That number is continually growing every day as more and more students register their support for the symbol of the university, Chief Alinowick. In this past week alone, over 400 students showed their pride for Illinois and their belief that the chief is a dignified, respectable, and honored symbol by joining our organization and becoming involved in the cause to save the chief. I believe that to be outstanding and a great showing of the tremendous support for the chief that this dialogue session has inspired in most of the student body. This dialogue session will set the course for the future of Chief Alinowick as the symbol of the university. Students for Chief Alinowick believes, regardless of the decision that will be made by the Board of Trustees, that this session should bring closure to the issue. A strong stance needs to be taken by the university, and the outcome of this dialogue should be the final say on the issue, and it should never come up for discussion again. When considering this decision, we believe the board will make the correct decision. It would be unfortunate if you, the board, chose to be influenced by those that oppose Chief Alinowick and believe the symbol creates a hostile learning environment. With the tremendous support for Chief Alinowick shown by students, faculty, staff, and not to mention the tremendous backing from alumni and people across this great state of Illinois and the entire nation, it would be a shame to see an honored and respected symbol that is held in admiration by so many at this university to be removed due to comments and protests by a cause fought by so few, most of which do not attend this university, therefore lack a complete understanding of the symbol, its meaning, and the situation surrounding it to begin with. I want to stress to everybody here today that Students for Chief Alinowick supports the Board of Trustees, respects their decisions, and will continue to respect the integrity of the people that formulate university policy. I, along with all members of Students for Chief Alinowick, respect and revere the symbol and believe that the board has handled this issue in the past with the best interests of the university at heart, and I am confident that you will continue to use sound judgment and base this decision also on what is most beneficial for the university and its students. On behalf of Students for Chief Alinowick, Dawn Nyson, and myself, I would like to thank the Board of Trustees for this opportunity to speak on the issue of Chief Alinowick. I would like to once again commend the board on its past actions concerning this matter and also remind you of the importance of your decision. The conclusion you reach on this matter affects thousands of students, faculty, and staff, and alumni that are an intricate part of the university and residents of the state of Illinois because this is their flagship school. Thank you.
That was brinkmanship on the time. If we get Faith Smith and Gene Edwards ready on the microphone too, and Michael Haney. Billy Roberts would be ready on the
Good morning, Your Honor. My name is Michael Haney. I'm the Executive Director of the American Indian Arbitration Institute. I've been asked to represent over 478 tribes in the United States who signed this petition, sir.
If you just make this part of the record, it's very distracting to have it held there. So if you just Well, I roll it up and make it part of the record.
It was hard to reduce it to this. Yes, sir. I'd be glad to give you copies of that.
All right, thank you.
And maybe you can show the audience here what he's objecting to. There. Right. It's a list of tribes, federally recognized tribes in the United States, 478 of them, that are all going on record and says that they want Chief Illiniwek to be abolished. They think it's racist. It encourages racial stereotyping.
Mr. Hague,
and it encourages hate crimes.
Thank you
very much. We'll put that away.
We'll
thank you,
away,
gentlemen. Your Honor, I'd like to introduce, before I begin my talk, a group of Philadelphia Choctaw tribal members that traveled all the way from Philadelphia, Mississippi, all night long to be here. It's a group of elders. They represent the tribal government, and they just came to say that they support our efforts to abolish negative imagery and protect Native culture everywhere. And I really thank them for coming. We have people from all over the United States this morning, Your Honor, and that have come to join with us in this effort to protect the future of our children. I would like to make an announcement to the press and perhaps to the Board of Trustees. Good morning to the board. Is that I've heard often about the Peoria tribe that you say that the Illiniwek has a support in Oklahoma from the Peoria tribe. Chief Don Giles had made a video approximately 5 or 6 years ago saying he really didn't have any objection. He didn't see a lot of the dances and some of the antics that went on. And that's been used by the various chiefs and the other organizations that support racism here in the University of Illinois, the what they call pro-chief people. I find that very amusing, since we are chiefs of the highest office that we have within our culture, and it's just by the very fact of saying they're pro-chief kind of hints at the pro-Indians, and the fact that they are diametrically opposed by their action to Native growth within this institution. But what I would like to announce to the media is that last Wednesday, April 4th of this of year 2000, the Peoria tribe has joined with every other tribe in America, making it unanimous. There's no tribe in the United States that supports the University of Illinois. And I'd like to read this. Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma request to the University of Illinois to cease the use of Chief Illiniwek as a mascot. Whereas the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma is a federally recognized tribe of Indians, whereas the business committee of the Peoria Tribe of Indians is authorized to enact resolution and act on behalf of the Peoria Tribe, whereas the Peoria Tribe of Indians are descendants of the Kaskaskia, Peoria, Palancanchaw, and Wea tribes, a group of tribes known as Illiniwek, or Illini, or Illinois Nations, whose members were removed from their homelands and forced to first move to Missouri, then to Kansas, and finally to the northeastern part of Indian Territory, now Oklahoma, and whereas the image portrayed by Chief Illiniwek does not accurately represent or honor the heritage of the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma and is a degrading racial stereotype, that reflects negatively on all American Indian people. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Peoria Tribe of Indians does not endorse nor sanction the characterization of Chief Illiniwek as a mascot for the University of Illinois, and be it finally resolved, the Peoria Tribe of Indians of Oklahoma request the leadership, the Board of Trustees, of the University of Illinois to recognize the demeaning nature of the characterization of Chief Illiniwek and cease the use of this mascot. How about that? We're on, and we have a message from the chief. The general secretary of the tribe said, I find the Chief Illiniwek hurtful, and I think it's stereotypical, demeaning, and dehumanizing. The new chief of the Peoria tribe says, my personal opinion is that the Chief Illiniwek is a clown. Where'd that former clown go? Former Chief Illiniwek, you know. And the dance is celebratory.
Attack,
I would, I've been, My personal opinion, the Chief Alinowick is a clown. I've never seen an Indian dance like that, and I've been to quite a lot of Indian dances in my 50 years on this little planet. If they want to call him Alinowick, and he wants to look like an Illini, now this is an Illini speaking now, then we need to take off all of his clothes except for an apron. And we need to tattoo him from his head to his toe to make him historically correct. And then we'll see how many folks line up to be Chief Alinowick. Right? So. Then went on to say, I think it's interesting. I don't know what the origination or reason was for the university to create Chief Alinowick. I don't think it was to honor us, because, hell, they ran our butts out of Illinois. This is the chief talking, right? Now, what I'm saying aboard is that after you have run out the people that inhabited it, the people that welcomed your ancestors to Illinois, teach you how to exist, fed you, that the first welfare line in Illinois was your ancestors. We fed you. Is that right? And we're still feeding you off of our resources. And in return, you named Chief Alinowick after us. In return, after you hunted the Meskwaki chief, Black Hawk, after you hunted the Sac and Fox people to their death, like animals, hunted them, killed men, women, and children, then you named the ice hockey team after him. And you think that we should be satisfied. I wonder what these protesters, I wonder why they call me an outside agitator. I'm from Oklahoma, but I wouldn't be from Oklahoma if your ancestors hadn't ran my people out of Illinois. We would still be from Illinois. And I represent all those Native people that are diametrically opposed to what's going on. And we want this to cease. We will keep coming, and we will keep coming, and we will keep coming until this is over. Is that right? Yeah. That's right. And we'll never give up until you change that racist symbol. We will never give up until this institution finally recognizes that we are human people too, that we do have feelings. And I guarantee you that the American Indian Movement, I guarantee you that the Choctaw Nation, I guarantee you that people of Chicago, St. Louis, and all the Native people here in the state of Illinois will not cease until Chief Alinowick is dead. Is that right? That's right. And he's gone forever. The vestiges is there. What I think is conspicuous is that there are no Illumini here. When he said that 95% of all the Illumini were behind you, they're not here. There's no religious organizations here. There are no politicians here to stand behind you. I think they're all jumping off this rapid ship. My time is out, and I want to thank you, Your Honor, and I want to encourage the Board of Trustees to eliminate Chief Alinowick and call off what I consider the longest undeclared war in history, and that's the war against American Indians here in our own homeland. Oh, I'm a tough one.
Mr. Haney, first I want to thank you and Ms. Ostrowski and Mr. Wakeland for assisting me in identifying the groups here. When you were in my office the other day, you indicated to me that there is some middle ground here. Yes, and I asked you if you would present that present your proposal today. Now, you didn't do it during your during your address, but I'm going to give you extra time now to address the issue of where do you think a middle ground might be.
Sir, I echo the sentiments of the organization called the Red Roots, the Native organization led by, was it Debbie Reese, that talked about establishing a Native American Studies Department. I firmly support the establishment endowment of a Native American Studies chair, and I also would like to encourage a scholarship fund be implemented to perhaps maybe fund it even to the merchandising of the images that the university finds so successful in marketing our image. We also, because we have gifted and talented, would love to come to this university. And we would identify those. I chair my education committee back home, sir, and I would love to send our gifted and talented here. You develop courses for them And we would like, and we would offer the our resources, offer the consultation of our educational officers to help develop a comprehensive educational recruitment program. We also would encourage the development of Native coursework and the aggressive recruitment of Native students. We would join with that if there was a dialogue we can talk, because we've never sat down and talked before, sir, and we are standing ready to put our minds and our resources together to come to a conclusion. I know what everyone wants here.
As I understand you and Ms. Reese, then the chief could stay. That the if you got these other things that you asked for, the chief could stay, and it would be then through the educational process that over time you would feel that the chief would die as a result of greater educational opportunities on the campus. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We realize it's been 500 years. We realize this university is a slow learner, but yes, we think that they would come to that conclusion.
The headdresses and the regalia.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
And I would like, finally, I would like to ask, they talk about the headdress that was given by Chief Fool's Crow. So I'm in Lakota. And Sue, and we would like to have that returned to our nation. All of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Hank Hannigan. We have to get some sound for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Ready? Yes.
Good morning. My name is Hank Hannigan. I am the current president of the University of Illinois Dads Association, and it is in that capacity that I make my comments this morning. Please allow me to begin my remarks by first commending the University of Illinois and the Board of Trustees for their willingness and commitment to dialogue on the Chief Illini WIC issue. Open discussion and the ability to outline one's position on any subject with varying viewpoints is a tradition in our country, and I believe it is weaved in the fabric of operations at this university. For the record, it is the Dads Association understanding that the following process has been established to assist the Board of Trustees in a decision or in determining the direction the university will take with the future of the Chief Illini WIC activities. A senior legal professional has been retained to compile all the communications and testimonies submitted by the May 31st deadline. It is our understanding that a three-part report will be prepared, consisting of an executive summary, a distillation of these arguments into specific points to which the Board of Trustees will reply, and an appendix of all the transcripts of this sessions and all other communications that have and will be received by the 31st of May. We also understand that all members of the Board of Trustees will receive a copy of this document by August 1, and that the Board will reply at a special response session in early fall. The Dads Association appreciates being invited to participate in this determination process, and would also appreciate being notified if there are any changes in the above process as designed by the Board of Trustees. The Dads Association represents the oldest organization of its kind in the United States. For over 75 years, this organization has existed as a link between the parents and the University of Illinois. This organization, with the Moms Association, represents 6,000 annual and continuous members. Many of these parents are also graduates of this university. The years of support and service to the students, parents, and university has become a tradition with the Moms and Dads Association. With this long history of service, the Dads Association reserves the right to speak in relation to any and all activities and traditions of the University of Illinois. The Dads Association wishes to speak in favor of keeping Chief Illiniwek as a revered and honored symbol of this university. The Dads Association urges the preparer of the three-part document and the Board of Trustees to consider the intent at the time of Chief Illiniwek's inception. Consider the intent since that day or those days. Consider the intent in the present-day ceremonies of Chief Illiniwek. And consider the intent of any future ceremonies or appearances of the chief. Today's question of what some people view as political correctness, possible racism, mocking, dehumanizing, oppressing, poking fun at, and being disrespectful of the culture of the Native Americans can only be answered by evaluating the intent through the years of the Chief Illiniwek tradition. Was the intent of the founders and the Marching Illini Band through the years to depict the chief, his people, and Native Americans in a demeaning fashion? A study through history will clearly show that this was not the intent. History, legends, and stories tell of a chief born out of friendship on a grassy field before a University of Illinois football game. A member of the Marching Illini dressed as a Native American led the mascot of Pennsylvania onto the field in a gesture of friendship. Since that day, the chief has always been a symbol of honor, pride, strength, courage, and friendship. That is the University of Illinois. Over the years, the university has represented the chief in only the most respectful and dignified of ways. The term Fighting Illini stands for the strength and pride, and in that manner can be anything but a disrespectful activity toward the Illini people. 90% of the respondents to a Dads Association poll are in favor of retaining the tradition of Chief Illiniwek. A similar Moms Association poll resulted in an 86% retention favorable. It is a position of the Dads Association that the Board of Trustees must determine the fate of this revered, honored, and enduring symbol based on intent. It is a position of the Dads Association that the Board of Trustees have only to look at the intent to reach a well-known conclusion, a well-known and accepted conclusion by an overwhelming majority of the persons ever associated with this university. They, the Board of Trustees, will reach the well-known conclusion that this tradition is the University of Illinois, and all should be proud to stand for and stand up to the minority that would destroy such tradition. I thank the Board of Trustees for this opportunity to be a part of this dialogue, and I hope that all parties will abide by your final determinations. Thank you very much.
What is the name? Mr. Roberts?
Hello. I'm here speaking on behalf of James Yellowbank.
Identify yourself.
William J. Roberts. I'm here speaking on behalf of James Yellowbanks. My name is William Roberts. I'm from the Potawatomi Nation. I lived in Chicago all my life, born and raised, and I didn't have really nothing prepared to say, but I'm just going to wing it, speak from the heart. And when I was young, when I was growing up, people in my neighborhood, the Indian people, we were harassed for being Indian. And there was a lot of people, when they were young, they never wanted to tell anybody they were Indian. And I think one of the reasons for that is because things like this mascot prancing around on the football field ridiculing our race. And there's a great deal of suicide. Suicide rates is high. Alcoholism is high. And that comes from depression. Depression comes from low self-esteem. That low self-esteem comes from seeing our identity prancing around a football field. Although it's just really, it's really hard looking at that sometimes. And, you know, and me being from Illinois, you know, my people used to be all up and down these parts. And I never remember, I don't remember seeing no headdress on anybody here. You know, he's supposed to be this member from this other tribe, but he doesn't resemble nothing from that, from them people. He's all on his own. And that's basically just what I have to say for now. I didn't really have nothing really important to say about that.
We had plenty to say.
All right. Thanks.
Faith Smith.
All right. My name is Jean Edwards.
Jean Edwards.
I'm chairman of Citizens for Chief Illiniwek. When this symbol of honor and dignity that we respected, the spirit of the University of Illinois, started being challenged 9 years ago, I was outraged. I kept hearing all about it over the radio, through the paper, and I felt that somebody had to do something. Somebody had to speak up on behalf of the town people and the alumni who loved the chief and didn't want to lose him. As I contemplated what I as an individual could do, I decided to form a group called Citizens for Chief Illiniwek. It would be the voice of those who were not connected to the university, the many who felt as I did, but didn't know what they could do. I thought if everyone wrote a letter to various Board of Trustee members telling them of their support, it would give them an idea of how many people backed the decision to retain the chief. We sent over 4,000 hand-addressed letters, names culled from every source we could think of. The result was very positive. Each Board of Trustee member received about 1,500 letters. Many of those people then wrote to me and told me stories of their university experience and how much the chief meant to them. Businessmen said they had a picture of Chief Illiniwek hanging in their office, and it reminded them of their university years and the honor the symbol of the chief instilled in them. I do not consider myself an activist. I am just an alumni who cares a great deal about keeping this symbol, and to me it honors all Native American Indians. Over the past years, both the university athletic office and I have watched for anything being sold in the market that is derogatory of the chief and seen to it that is no longer for sale. We will not tolerate caricatures. Let's look at some of the problems we face. The chief is a white person active as a Native American Indian. There are others dancing in powwows around the United States who are a friend of the tribe or who live with them. It's not unusual for that to happen. The dance is not authentic. Well, why must it be? It is a form of fancy dancing that has evolved over the years, just as an early Native American dance evolved from person to person. It is not a religious or a war-related dance, but one to inspire confidence and ability in a sporting event. Our chief does not run around the football field and act crazy and allow cheerleaders to touch or pick him up. He never wears his regalia until he arrives at his destination. When he dons his regalia, he does not talk to people or sign autographs. He acts with dignity at all times. He brings to us the spirit of a proud Illinois tribe that is almost all gone, giving us encouragement and strength and pride. I would like to quote from a letter of a former Native American Indian football player. It was at the game during the Rose Bowl year. It was halftime, and we had played badly and were losing. It was time for Coach Elliott's halftime speech. Pete said we had more pride and spirit than what we showed in the game. He said we were not like other Big Ten teams. He said we weren't the University of Wisconsin where they had badgers or animals that dug holes in the ground. He said, we were not the University of Iowa who were Hawkeyes or birds who flew in the air. He said, we were not like the team from Ohio who are Buckeyes or a bunch of nuts. He said, we were the Fighting Illini, a team of fiercely proud men who deserve victory. As we rushed onto the field, Chief Illiniwek and the dance had already started. We went wild with the crowd, too, and won the game and went to the Rose Bowl. At basketball games, the chief is anticipated with excitement. Everyone stands up while he's performing. And as he leaves the floor after his dance, they are quiet in reverence and respect. How can 16,000 people not show you by doing this that they are thrilled to be part of that spirit that unifies them with the dignity of Chief Illiniwek? Claims that the controversy is having an adverse effect on academic performance surely is only in the minds of the opposition. They are the ones that bring it up. Forbes magazine rates the University of Illinois numerous departments in the top 10 in the entire country. 2 years ago, Citizens for Chief Illiniwek circulated a petition for support of the chief, and in 2 months, we had collected 15,750 signatures. They came from 250 Illinois towns and almost every single state in the union. We felt that it was so important, we wanted the Board of Trustees to know. So on October 16, 1998, we took the petitions to the board meeting. This is a unique symbol among colleges and universities. Why can't we build on it and have greater education about Native American people instead of fighting about it all the time? The intent is to honor and appreciate Native American Indians who lived on this land in the state of Illinois. It is not done with any derogatory intention. The group Chief Illiniwek Education Foundation was formed with the idea of learning more about Native American culture and way of life. 2 years ago, we invited three men from the Hopi tribe from Second Mesa, Arizona to visit with us. Because they didn't want to be involved with any type of demonstration, we were unable to advertise their being here and had only 65 people instead of a possible 350 at the meeting where they talked about their family life. It was a fine meeting, and it was sad that more people couldn't have been there. We must find an answer to this controversy. Our state is full of Indian names of towns, river, natural areas. Can we not help but perpetuate the past history of these people through the honor, pride, and dignity that we show them? The enormous support for the chief must count for something. I surely hope we can, and I want to most earnestly ask the Board of Trustees to continue their support of Chief Illiniwek as our honored spiritual symbol of the University of Illinois. Thank you.
Again, those people who have prepared remarks, if you would please leave them for the court reporter, if you want them back. Let's see. Brooke Anderson at microphone one. I'm a little bit John Maminga will be ready at number one, and Christine Red Cloud at number two be ready, and Anthony Enright at number two be ready.
Good morning. My name is Brooke Anderson. I am a senior here at the University of Illinois and the co-coordinator of the Progressive Resource Action Cooperative, on whose behalf I speak before you today. The PRC is a multi-issue, multi-tactical activist organization committed to peace with social justice. The PRC has been at the forefront of the effort to eliminate Chief Illiniwek as the university's mascot and logo since the inception of the anti-chief movement in 1989. And with the exception of the vote to retain the chief in 1990, the Board of Trustees has been silent on this issue as we have talked, argued, pleaded, and screamed for a hearing. The PRC has participated in the International Anti-Columbus demonstrations in 1992, the infiltration of the chief tryouts in 1994, the lawsuits filed with the Illinois Department of Education in 1995, and the first real chief debate in 1996. As well as the airing of the documentary In Whose Honor in 1997, and the first national conference on the elimination of racist mascots in 1998, and finally, the first and second annual convention of the People's Board of Conscience in 1999 and 2000. But where has been the Board of Trustees? At each of these pivotal moments in the history of the anti-chief movement, the board has ignored the voices of the anti-chief movement and the people of conscience who have sought dialogue with them on the status of Chief Illiniwek. Now that the board has finally decided to listen, how can we possibly hope to recreate in 8 short minutes the many and diverse voices of opposition that we have heard throughout the course of the past decade of our struggle? We simply cannot, although we are obligated to try. On behalf of the PRC, I speak before you today to demand an immediate and unconditional end to Chief Illiniwek and an end to the tolerance for racial hatred that he promotes and he represents in our community and beyond. First, you say the chief is tradition here and that he is meant to honor. But an honor is not an honor when those whom it is purported to honor continually ask for its discontinuation. And as with slavery, tradition is never a justification for the perpetuation of injustice. Second, Chief Illiniwek's halftime performance is undeniably inauthentic. The chief tradition began as an extension of a 1926 Boy Scout project. The drumbeat is pure Hollywood, and the dance reinvented annually by the individual student portraying the chief each particular year. The university administration knows this. They know the chief is inauthentic and has admitted such in intra-administration communications obtained by the PRC through the Freedom of Information Act. Because they know this, the university has done everything they can to sanitize the chief's image, including the discontinuation of Illini beer, chief boxers and toilet paper, and the chief's presence in the homecoming parade. We count these changes as victories to the anti-chief movement, but understand that the chief remains a distorted and derogatory caricature of Native American peoples, which destroys their universal and unalienable right to dignity, integrity, self-determination, and cultural autonomy. As such, the next logical step, and indeed the only responsible one, is to immediately retire Chief Illiniwek. Third, even if the chief were authentic, what business would the state's flagship university have parading Native American sacred cultural and spiritual elements around its football fields and basketball courts as halftime entertainment? No business at all. Fourth, this injustice against Native Americans sets a dangerous precedent of acceptance for the racist and stereotypical representation of any and all other social groups targeted for oppression. If it's acceptable to mock and degrade Native American culture, why not also have a Tibetan Lama, a Jewish survivor of the Holocaust, a Kosovar woman raped by a Serb entertain us at halftime? Or, as one prominent Native American scholar suggests, how about adding the Illinois Honkies, Sambos, Drunken Pappas, or Jungle Bunnies to halftime entertainment? If these analogies sound preposterous and dehumanizing, they are, and then so is your chief. Fifth, the maintenance of your chief has repeatedly taken precedence over democracy, non-discrimination, and multicultural education at this university. The university's mission statement reads, "The commitment of the University of Illinois to the most fundamental principles of academic freedom, equality of opportunity, and human dignity requires that decisions involving students and employees be based on individual merit and be free from invidious discrimination in all its forms." Yet the board has repeatedly violated their own mission statement in handling the chief issue. As just one example among many, in 1998, the U of I Board of Trustees member, Tom Lamont, told a Native American student who wrote him protesting the chief that if he didn't like the chief, perhaps he ought to find another school. The chief has become more important to the board than the voices of their Native students, and more important than the voice of dozens of national Native organizations that have requested the chief's removal. Sixth, it is the will of the university community and of people of conscience worldwide that the chief cease to be the mascot of the U of I. Student organizations representing African American, Latino, Latina, Asian Pacific American, Southeast Asian students have all denounced the chief, as well as religious organizations, congregations, clergy, representing Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Catholic, and Muslim peoples. Further, faculty and staff at the U of I departments of anthropology, history, sociology, psychology, education, social work, and English, as well as the university's counseling center, School of Life Sciences, and College of Medicine have all passed resolutions condemning Chief Illiniwek. On a national level, we have found support everywhere from such publications as Sports Illustrated, Chicago Sun-Times, the Lakota Times, and Indian Country Today, as well as from such organizations as the American Indian Movement, the United Indian Nations, and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition, and from such individuals as the former chair of Amnesty International and our Big Ten opponents, Wisconsin and Iowa. On an international level, COLA, a Native American international human rights organization, has brought the issue to the attention of the international media, the European Parliament, and the United Nations. The board simply cannot continue to ignore the diversity and magnitude of the local, national, and international outcry against the chief. In conclusion, the racist tradition, inaccurate portrayal, and inappropriate use of Chief Illiniwek, as well as the precedent for discrimination against other historically oppressed groups, the violation of non-discrimination policies, and the defiance of the will of the community constitute indisputable reasons for the board to immediately discontinue its use of Chief Illiniwek as the school's symbol and mascot. Official bodies such as the Board of Trustees have a moral and political obligation to speak out against racism and injustice, wherever and however it manifests itself. I challenge you in your decision to hold yourselves accountable to your own mission of standards and fairness. I also challenge you to begin similar dialogues on other numerous campus issues in which you have so conveniently ignored. Talk to Native American, Asian American, African American, and Latino-Latina students about cultural houses. Take immediate action to stop the severe shortage of childcare facilities on campus. Stop pretending rape whistles are enough to protect women on this campus from being sexually assaulted. And finally, negotiate with the GEO. But regardless of the outcome of the dialogue process, we'll continue organizing around this issue and continue to create new generations of activists to pick up the struggle. And maybe one day, the retirement of Chief Illiniwek and the induction of another symbol will represent a new era of cultural sensitivity and racial harmony on this campus. Please do the right thing. Thank you.
John Maminga. Oh, one second.
Good morning. I do have some prepared remarks, but first off, just like to make a few comments based on what I've seen so far this morning. Is Charlene still in the room here? Back in the back. I know we're looking for some common ground today, and I think one thing that everybody in this room could agree on is that the Chief Illiniwek toilet paper is something that's shameful and embarrassing. I think we can all be glad that that's something that's no longer in existence. Secondly, is Michael Haney still in the room? Michael's gone too, apparently, but Michael requested that the Fool's Crow headdress be returned to the Lakota, and we do have a letter here. I'll be happy to share this, although we do need to get copies made, that headdress that was presented by Fool's Crow has been indeed returned to the family. And then finally,
when was that done?
This is 1991. Okay. And finally, I'd like to welcome the people of Mississippi that are here. You're here from Mississippi, is that right? Outside again. I just also like to just express my disappointment that all the prominent leaders of apparently the anti-chief movement are not here to fully listen to this discussion. But I would like to welcome those. Well, the dialogue session is going on right now, but I'd like to welcome and invite all the people that are here today from Mississippi.
I think the remarks should be addressed to the
I would like to invite the people that are here from Mississippi to attend. I don't believe many have probably attended a game, and I'd like on behalf of the Chief Illiniwek Educational Foundation to invite those people to share in our tradition at a game with us next fall on behalf of the Educational Foundation. Now I'll continue with my prepared remarks. When French explorers first journeyed onto this great land that we now call Illinois, they were befriended by a people who called themselves Helleni or Illiniwek, and it is from this first people of this land that our great state is named. Today, while no Indian nation resides in Illinois, a journey throughout this land will reveal numerous towns, rivers, counties, and historical places whose names bear honor and tribute to the Indian people who lived, worked, fought, and celebrated in the land of Illinois. From Lake Michigan and the Kaskaskia River to the Cahokia Mounds and Starved Rock State Park, from Kankakee and Iroquois counties to the great cities of Chicago, Peoria, the people of Illinois take great pride in Illinois' vast Indian heritage. And because of this Indian heritage, it is only meaningful and appropriate for the University of Illinois, the flagship academic institution of this great state, to be represented by the dignified symbolism of Chief Illiniwek. And no matter where you stand on this issue, nobody in this auditorium should doubt that the performance of Chief Illiniwek stirs feelings of pride, honor, and loyalty in many of Illinois' 11 million people, many of whom, like myself, proudly refer to ourselves as Illini. and yet why I believe that it is appropriate that the university be represented by the majestic symbolism of Chief Illiniwek, I also believe that it is appropriate for those who champion American Indian issues, for those who seek to bring about a greater understanding of a complex and diverse people, and for those who seek to fight against the injustices brought against the Indian people, it is appropriate that these people see Chief Illiniwek not as a barrier, but as an opportunity. I believe this because I am one of those people. I have seen firsthand the poverty and alcoholism that ravages many Indian reservations. I have danced at powwows and experienced the overwhelming beauty of Indian art, dance, and music. And I am proud to support many social justice causes currently advocated by those in the pro-Native movement. And maybe it is just my optimistic nature, but I believe with all my being that the presence and visibility of Chief Illiniwek gives all of us a unique opportunity to promote a greater understanding of Indian people, an opportunity for all of us to work together in an effort to implement positive changes. For example, since its founding less than 2 years ago, the Chief Illiniwek Educational Foundation has sponsored student service projects to Indian reservations, furnished libraries with books by and about Native Americans, and contributed material and monetary gifts to various Native American charities. Our members have participated in Indian celebrations and met with tribal leaders. These are but a few examples of how Chief Illiniwek has inspired our students and alum, people like Dawn Nyson, to learn more about our state's Native heritage and positively involve themselves in contemporary Native issues. And this is just the beginning. Every day we are contacted by new students and alums whose profound appreciation for the symbolism of Chief Illiniwek inspires them to get involved in efforts to benefit both the campus and Native American communities. Our educational foundation is constantly expanding our philanthropic activities, and we are exploring new endeavors such as scholarship funds and workshops. On the surface, many of the foundation's activities seem to have little to do with Chief Illiniwek, but remember, none of it would be possible without the inspiration offered by Chief Illiniwek. Chief Illiniwek is the impetus, the reason for questions like, why is the chief the symbol of our university? What is the state's Native heritage? And perhaps most importantly, what can I do to contribute to today's Native community? That is the value of Chief Illiniwek at the University of Illinois. By evoking such questions and desires, the chief's presence and visibility has allowed our foundation to positively harness the enthusiasm of our students and alums. Unfortunately, I believe that many of us who champion Indian causes, while well-intentioned, are misguided in our efforts if we believe that the way to further the Indian cause on this campus is to do so on the destruction of a tradition that is so revered by countless thousands of people. I am perplexed by the notion that this sought-after destruction of this tradition could somehow bring about a greater good. If there is one thing I have learned from my personal interaction with Indian people, is that these people are loving people and a people who hold tradition in the highest regard. And I cannot, I do not, and I will not believe that the majority of Indian people would want to destroy my family, my Illini family's revered tradition. And so today, I challenge those of you who champion Indian causes, I challenge you to not fight and antagonize the hundreds of thousands of those who love and revere this tradition, but to work with us. And to those who revere this great symbol, I challenge you to reach out to those of us who support the Indian cause to welcome us and to support us in our efforts. In conclusion, the majestic symbolism of Chief Illiniwek at this world-class institution presents all of us here today with an extraordinarily unique opportunity. Will we destroy this tradition and squander the opportunity, or instead will we build on it and harness its full potential? I believe that we should work together to build on this tradition, and if we do, I sincerely believe we can and we will accomplish the extraordinary. Thank you.
The next speaker will be Christine Red Cloud, and then we will take a 15-minute break.
Anamake Kwadui Kwe Sada Ijnikas, Nin Anishinaabe Ikwe.
Excuse me. Could we have the people who are standing in the rear please take seats? It would be helpful if you'll take seats. There are plenty of seats, believe me. Okay, I'm sorry. You may start again.
My name is Christine Red Cloud. I am of the Ojibwe Nation, and I'm here today on behalf of the American Indian Center of Chicago. The Indian Relocation Act of the 1950s, along with the federal policy of selective termination of tribal status, was a concerted attempt to break up the reservation system. Implementation of the relocation program sent thousands of Native Americans to the city to face difficult challenges in an unfamiliar environment. In response to these needs of the new Chicago community, the American Indian Center was formed and has been operating continuously since 1953. It is the oldest urban Indian center in the country. I'm an enrolled member of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe. I say that so there is no doubt that I am an American Indian. My family came to Chicago on the relocation program, and I was raised in Chicago. I currently serve on the board of directors of the American Indian Center, and I say that so there is no doubt that I represent the Chicago American Indian Center, its board of directors, its staff, and its membership. Our message is simple. We are not honored by Chief Illiniwek, and we believe he should be retired as the symbol of the university. One of the most common arguments for having and keeping Chief Illiniwek is that he is honoring Native people. On behalf of the American Indian Center of Chicago, I am here to say that we are not, that you are not honoring us. You say that you are doing this out of respect for Indian people. Well, it appears that you do not respect us enough to listen to us. How many times and how many ways and for how long do we have to say that we are not honored by Chief Illiniwek? You say you want to honor us. How about honoring our feelings? There are generations of us here today, from elders to young people, to tell you that we are indeed offended by Chief Illiniwek. A second purpose, as stated on the Chief Illiniwek website, for having and keeping Chief Illiniwek is that most knowledge of Native culture will be lost. Somehow you believe that you are keeping Native culture alive by dressing up and pretending to be an Indian, not an Illini, but your concept of what an Indian should look like. He has exaggerated the dance and the face paint and is not dressed appropriately for those people who you claim to be honoring. He is dressed in the plain style, reminiscent of all the old Western movies that show teepees set up down in the Southwest. It is inaccurate. Does this institution of higher education really want to be known for teaching inaccuracies, mocking other cultures, and that racism is acceptable? Chief Illiniwek is not keeping Native culture alive. He is keeping a stereotype alive. Part of the mission statement of the American Indian Center reads, to create bonds of understanding and communication between Indians and non-Indians in the city. The American Indian Center has been working with the University of Illinois at Chicago for the last few years to host our annual powwow at their facility. UIC, by the way, changed their sports name to the Flames. We value this relationship because we are sharing our culture our way. We also have good working relationships with the College of Lake County, Joliet Junior College, and the College of DuPage, because they too are understanding and respectful of the traditions that we hold dear. Last year, we began a cultural tour program for schools and other groups throughout Chicago and the suburbs to come to the Indian Center and learn about traditional and contemporary Native America. Over 100 groups with school-aged children have visited the center so far. One school teacher remarked that this tour should be mandatory for all third graders. In fact, today, April 14th, as this hearing is going on, the American Indian Center is hosting 150 Chicago area kindergarten school teachers who want to learn about Native people from Native people. It will take time before these school-aged children attend this university. When they get here, will we be having the same argument? I believe the answer is yes, as long as Chief Illiniwek is here. Once again, the message from the American Indian Center of Chicago is simple. We are not honored by Chief Illiniwek, and we believe he should be retired as a symbol of the university. Thank you.
We will now take We will now take a 15-minute recess.